he clearly had a vision when he arrived at Wisconsin about, you know, how to use the technology that was emerging from the war to transform astronomy. And so he understood, there were several people at the time who understood the potential of space astronomy. You know, it was pretty clear that if you go above the atmosphere, things would change, and art really was driven to bring that to Wisconsin. And so I think he brought a number of people together that, you know, that made this unique team that made it possible at a place like Wisconsin. And if you think about how he approached this, it's very different from the way that space astronomy is done today. you know, you mentioned the garage at Park Street, and it's impossible to think that that would be feasible today, but I think that's what it took, right? I think it was an era of much more sort of open inquiry and possibility. But art really had that vision, and I think it transformed astronomy, you know, not just in Wisconsin, but across the world, really.